Friday.
It's got that Friday feeling. Sounds like a Friday too.
Must be Radio Life and Style, where real music lives. Welcome to the show. If you've just joined us, well, we're setting up for the weekend. And already, I think you can call it now. Nearly 3 o'clock on a Friday on the Dolphin Coast. It's the weekend. And, well, how do you make it taste like the weekend and feel like the weekend in more ways than one? I've got an idea. What about a cocktail on the deck at El Pescatore? Because I believe it's nearly happy hour, and there's a new cocktail menu that needs sampling. So I've volunteered. I'm doing the... It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. So we've got the team from El Pescatore in the house with their new cocktail menu. And welcoming to the microphone, no stranger, Trevor Wolf is here. Trevor Hundley, my friend.
Oh, I'm good, man. Good to be here.
Great to have
happy
you in
Friday
the house.
Happy Friday vibes.
And you must know. You must know. Alongside you, the lovely Nicole is with us once again as well. Nicole, how are you today?
I am fabulous.
Have you already had a cocktail, hey?
The son, well, I'm not allowed drinking on the job, or at least he's not allowed knowing when I do it.
Well, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And we wouldn't be a cocktail tasting without an expert mixologist. And we have one in the house in the form of Sandile. He's here.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm all the better for seeing all of this lovely stuff that you've got set up on the desk in front of you. Mm. I see a cocktail shaker. I see a little cocktail umbrella. I see some pineapple. And I see some wonderful colors that we're going to have to unpack and figure out where we're going with this. Alongside this, I've got the most stunningly photographed brand spanking new cocktail menu, and every single item looks absolutely good enough to drink. That was the idea with the photo shoot, I take it. Tell me about the new cocktail menu, and Nicole, was this your brainchild?
Actually, to be fair, it was Dad's brainchild many years ago. He's always said you eat with your eyes.
Ah, he knows a thing or two, your dad.
Oh, 35 years of business, like, teaches you a trick or two, right?
Yeah, you give him credit where credit is due. So
I think in truth, it's my dyslexia. I can't read, so pictures work for me.
Yeah, I'm a picture. Give me a comic book over a novel any day.
Exactly.
But this is a stunning selection of wonderfully eye-catching beverages. Every single one of them... presentation is absolutely on point. They kind of leap off the page in the most wonderful, tropical, vibrant colors. Mm. And today we are going to be sampling one that I think, you know, just by the title alone, it seems like it deserves to be first on anyone's cocktail order. Paradise, is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. What proudly is made by Sandile.
Sandile, this is your special baby, hey?
It was my favorite.
Your favorite?
My favorite.
It's going to be mine as well, I can tell. And I'm looking at the menu here, and I see that we've got an incredible... Firstly, the color combo that we've got here, this kind of spectrum of color, blue through down into this kind of red lava at the bottom, and Malibu Blue Curacao. Is that how you pronounce that that beverage?
Yes.
Curacao. I don't know how it tastes. That's all that matters.
Number three.
That's for sure. Pineapple juice and grenadine served on crushed ice. That all sounds fantastic. But, you know, reading it off a menu is one thing. Seeing it photographed is another. Hearing it being mixed in front of you is another thing, while we get to do a bit of a live sampling. So, Sandile, you look like you've got all the kits out and ready, hey?
Yes, it's all ready.
Would you mind if we put all those ingredients together, if we bake the cake?
Do it, Sandile.
Yes.
Yeah. So while you lay the foundation for this thing, who can narrate us through the... Nicole, will you describe what's happening? Mm-hmm.
So this is such a beautiful cocktail with regards to colors, right? It starts at the blue top, goes into a yellow, and then this bright red. So it's almost like an upside down sunrise. Pure paradise.
Unless and you're reading the menu upside down, in which case it's...
No. So the beauty, sorry, we're crushing the ice in the background here.
That's okay, I'm muting the microphone on Sandile's side.
So the beauty of this is not only the way it initially looks, it actually is a little bit of a chameleon drink. So you originally get this beautiful, what I call like an upside down sunrise looking drink. Once it starts mixing, it goes into this beautiful purple and then into this deep crimson, and the flavors are just spectacular. They taste like summer, they taste like holiday. It's also the combination of that ice cold drink. You know, some cocktails, they just need to be ice cold.
On a day like today, especially.
Yes.
This is cocktail drinking weather, if ever
Absolutely.
There was.
Without a doubt.
I mean, our deck is packed at the moment. Everyone's drinking cocktails on the deck. It is it's just a sight to behold.
And I believe the whales got the memo as well. Yay. Apparently there's tails flapping in the...
We had the whole deck up today. Everyone was standing looking at a beautiful big mama whale very close to the deck with a little baby next to him, next to her, excuse me. Spectacular. What a day.
I hope it's a
girl.
But the fact that this thing, firstly, as you say, it tastes like summer, but it has all these different Instagrammable variations in terms of how the color change. I'm looking at it right now as it's being mixed. It's also going through all these changes. We've started with the red. We're now adding the middle, the yellow component, very delicately being layered here after that fresh ice crushing. Sandile, clearly he knows what he's doing here.
He's brilliant.
The precision of a surgeon here. We're nearly at that final moment. Here we go. We're adding the blue, the ocean on the upside down sunrise. And this looks like the kind of... I mean, I think all of these drinks look like they do well in pairs. I mean, you can't just do one cocktail, today. So, but to sort of help things in that direction... I hear tell that happy hour is a thing down El Pescatore. What is the story?
So what we're doing is take one, have one cocktail and get one free. So your chick basically drinks for free while you pay for all your drinks.
That sounds very democratic.
It's very so wrong, but it is right.
Chivalrous. When does happy hour kick?
From 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
On a Friday afternoon, one of the beautiful things about our venue is that we are one of the few restaurants in the afternoon that still has sunshine on our deck.
Ah, you see.
Oh.
And this amazing.
Location.
Absolutely.
Can you get a more perfect sea-facing deck view? I don't think so on the Dolphin Coast. El Pescatore is iconic for it. And look at this. This beverage is now...
So fully emerged. So the thing to do is mix it up a bit, and then you'll see it change color.
Okay, we got to get the cameras rolling here. We're just getting a quick little moment for the gram.
Because well done, Sandile.
Hey, Sandile, look at this thing. This is the epitome of, I think, cocktail cool. I'm giving it a little swirl here, and I'm watching these colors
yeah.
merge and blend so beautifully. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna, one small step for man. Here we go. Got to get it close to the microphone so you can hear what's happening to the taste buds. Ayo, hey, that is what the doctor ordered for a hot Friday, the 17th of November. I just had to give it a second taste to make sure that that I wasn't hallucinating. That is so yum. Hey,
isn't it lovely? And look at the merge that I was talking about, that little bit of a chameleon.
Now it's changing
going
color again.
Now it's getting serious here.
Yeah.
It's going all like a tropical storm brewing in a glass. This is gorgeous stuff. And you know what is it that gives it that? I suppose it's the pineapple with the Malibu. I was trying to work it. Where does that coconut vibe come
nutty
from?
Nutty flavor.
And a bit of rum, to spice it up a little bit.
Absolutely stunners, man. And, the garnish as well. That's just the most perfectly...
The cherry on top?
Literal cherry on the top. The coconut the umbrella with the little bit of pineapple there. And I'm a fan of an edible garnish, I got to say. But this one is too pretty to eat right now. I'm going to have to flatten what's in the glass, and then we'll do a sort of a post-mortem. But looking at where we're at right now, this is very dangerous because we're close to the news at the top of the hour, and you're serving a serious cocktail before the 3 o'clock news. So no promises that the 3 o'clock news will be the most accurate bulletin we've ever done on the station, but it might be the most fun. And look, the cocktail menu, I can give 3 thumbs up to Paradise if you're looking for a great place to start sampling the menu. Do we have any other firm favorites? Sandile, I mean, this is your baby, of course, but what do you think people need to try as far as, sometimes there's a kind of a hidden gem that people don't really know about and they deserve to know more about. What would you say is another great option to try?
What I can just say they must try, it's Dark and Stormy.
Dark and Stormy.
Strong as hell.
Not for the faint of heart, but Dark and Stormy is a winner, hey?
Yeah, it's a winner.
Okay, that's Sandile's pick.
Yeah.
I always trust what the barman recommends. Nicole, do you have another strong option for us?
I must be honest. I'm a little bit less fancy and technical.
Here comes the Aperol Spritz.
Yes, it's the Aperol. It's the John Aperol Spritz, I tell you. And so much so that I'm actually working with the rep at the moment, and we're coming up with the most incredible Aperol Spritz cocktails and an Aperol Spritz tree. And come December, we're going to be all about bringing a little bit of Italy back to South Africa.
And it's seems like it's definitely having a moment, hey, the Aperol Spritz.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's definitely a little popular baby at the moment in restaurants, but it's just so darn refreshing. I mean, you cannot get more refreshing, and yeah, it's my baby.
I'm feeling pretty refreshed right now. This man, paradise is going down very quickly, like a homesick mole. Trevor?
Definitely the Els Vermouth. Because it's so unique, I'm 100% sure we're the only guys that have that. It's a vermouth. Now, as you know, it's very hard to make a vermouth. It's a wine base done with herbs, basically, and it's done in Cape Town. And it's a vermouth with gin and dry lemon and a little bit of orange. And it's, again, one of these drinks. It's dry, it's not sweet, and it really is so refreshing. And you get that. What's that herb? I always forget it, that you put in on gammon on top.
The star.
That thing.
I know the bite on your teeth and it when you've got a toothache. It just comes to very slightly. It's made by a guy called Badenhorst. He's one of the top winemakers in South Africa.
Wow.
And, you know, having a because of a vermouth, you know, it was Orson's on a vermouth. And having something that's made in this country of that caliber is just incredible.
Handcrafted, fynbos infused, it says on your menu.
It's something else.
Wow, so there's some really top picks for you there. But I mean, it doesn't look like you can go wrong. I mean, I know that I've sampled the squirrel, the famous pink squirrel.
The pink squirrel.
that'll get you, that's there. If you're feeling like a variation on paradise, there's Pink Island. There are the Pina Daiquiri, Strawberry Sour menu right now. Seriously, Instagram worthy. I think any one of these would make an incredible sundowner pick. Right now, I can vouch strongly for the paradise, because it's almost disappeared.
Finish. Well done, you've done well there.
Paradise lost.
So sad.
Wowzers, guys. And look, Friday, the sun is still sitting pretty, and it's we've still got a good few hours of daylight. When happy hour kicks off in the next 2 hours, you know where to make a beeline for the deck, El Pescatore. And the team will be only too happy to point you out all of these exciting things that we've been talking about on the new cocktail menu. And as we get more into the city season and as summer really hits, I'm sure we're going to need an update from the El Pescatore family. What do you say?
We would love that.
We're going to be in on Monday doing wine.
Really?
Yes.
What time is that? I'm going to see if I can swap shows as well. You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. And any last words from you guys on a Friday as we head into the weekend? Trevor?
Well, you know, we have these wonderful specialities every Friday. And at the moment, our lionfish is swordfish. It's just beautiful. I've always said, there's a thing about fish that people don't realize. They don't really like the taste of it. They don't want it fishy. So a swordfish is wonderful. It's not fishy. It's solid. It's like king clip. That's why people love king clip. And we're doing it with this wonderful Mediterranean sauce, which is olive oil infused with fresh herbs, tomatoes, and olives. And you just pour that over the fish with some prawns on top. Yummy stuff.
I tell you what.
Delicious.
And when Trevor describe something to you, I can almost taste it right now. Now I'm hungry. you'll need a cocktail to pair beautifully with that as well.
Yes, without a doubt.
Luckily, there's no shortage. And El Pescatore, if you don't know where it is, what's wrong with you? right down Bolito Drive, right to the ocean. Do a little Googling if you have to. Otherwise, just ask a local. They'll tell you. It's an institution. It's a legend. And as we hit the top of the hour right now, I'm already making my reservation for 5 o'clock for happy hour. I'll see you later. It'll be deja vu,
right? That'll be wonderful.
And you had one free, so now you can have the next one not free. Hey. Just joking.
Nothing gets past this lady. Taking us into the music before we hit the news. You heard it from my friends at El Pescatore. Sandile, Trevor and Nicole, they'll be waiting for you on the deck. Right now, here's Elton and Brittany.